them to school. That is what we are talking about. But the only way that you can do this is that you'll be consistent in the place of prayers. And in the place of Ailemo Kozazili, Parakuskeba Matala Kakuns Kapila. You are not too old to manifest what we are talking about. That is what you are not too much of a father to manifest what you are talking about. As a matter of fact, the reason why you are a father is so that you can raise your child in that dimension. I could not say kebali. So in case you are a mother here, your responsibility is to give your child eternal waters. In case you are a father here, your responsibility is not just to sponsor your child to school. It's so that there is a thing that your child will contaminate, will contact from you. And when he goes to school, they will ask, who's your father? Can we lift up without the, you know, at times when you hear sound and cymbals, you would think that you have touched something in God. But let's not pray without the keyboard yet. Can we long for this thing? Can we long for it? So what I am saying is that you will pray. I could kapakaski kepete lakapaya. What I am talking about has nothing to do with you knowing how to sing.
I'm gonna Let this hunger of the rebels. Can we pray? Can we pray? Can we pray? There is a secret place we must attain. If we must command such result in public, and you cannot come to that place except the Spirit of God take hold on you. Can you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Can you hunger and thirst after righteousness?
Ah!
le makiele ai menisu le menia kamanaya ina mena ikili minayo le mekayo eme asile matiele bokona ya lamani kube
Repakopopopo, Inteskepua, Rimatata, Ektebulatata, Rachebena, Ekupaba, Rakakakakakata Yakadas, Yakakakata Yakadas, Yakakakata Yakadas, Yakakakata Yakadas, Yakakakata Yakadas, Alakatandi, 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 Aya.
Can you not be tired yet? We're on a journey. Can you hunger and thirst for Jesus? Can you hunger and thirst for Jesus? In a tetome the saka balakata yakatakas. Ikula kate kuadianta kataske babalata. Yatakata kuati. Like what ke kuakanda. Itaka kuakakatanta. Itemene kuata kakaka. Ataka katuada. Ikula kata. Eluakata yakatakas. Araka katea. Red epetetai. Ilapia pepia. Etaka kakakatas. Ayakata. Let purity overwhelm us.
Come on, I'm here,
Can somebody hunger and thirst after righteousness? in case you are a singer in this place or an instrumentalist, you are not a worshiper if you don't have an altar. And that altar must be consecrated. Lord, we don't want this to end here. We don't want this to end in the next 1 week. We don't want this to end in the next 3 months. Let there be an overflow. Saturate our heart and let there be an overflow. Emmanuel, I come see. I come a scene. I katambala katskepa. Limbra kaskaba ban. Eteke katakata lakata. Ika katakata pantalaya. I menesa katakata yakata. Ita katakante. Raimo no takadia motuada. E guadian to pieke diatumi. Yapia takakatilo. Aya. Rakatakakakakakakakas. Rakatakakakakakas. Lakaka. I'm in a seal. He's calling us to the place of intimacy.
fidelo curaci, oh di Jesus, nana tu male, chata chata. Ije wa fe jugane, ila foka mi jeba, oh di Jesus, nana tu male. Oh, do do da bu Jesus. Oh, do do da bu Jesus. Oh, do do da bu Jesus. Oh, do do da bu Jesus.
In case you are sick in your body, in case you have sick persons in your houses, the power of God will reach them now.
Oh, do do da bu Jesus. Ide na la lule, ide, ide no buda chi. Oh, do Jesus. Ijewa fe jugane o, ila foka mi jeba. Eche gomano, eche. Jesus, Echego, oh, Echego, oh, Echego, Echego, Echego,
Spirit, how can you fly when you don't know the ways of the wind? How can you walk when you don't know the path of the Spirit? He's bringing everything in obedience. He's bringing everything in obedience.
I live on Kobaya.
He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Scepter of the King of Kings. He's the
You are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. You are glorious, so glorious in your way. Stop praying. I needed to pray and listen to me. The ministry of worship is not just for, it's not for singers. I want to be specific. It's not for singers. Every follower of Jesus is a worshiper, whether you sing, play instrument or not. The ultimate sacrifice that you can give in the place of worship is your whole self. And that was required of me and you in the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1. If you go through the book of Psalms, you will see songs written by Solomon. Songs written by David. There are songs written by Moses. There are songs written by Isaiah. But there is one man who came to talk to us about what worship is in the dimensions of the Spirit. And when he came and met the Samaritan woman, he didn't sing any song to the woman. The songs you hear are aftermath of an experience that you have. But you cannot have an experience if you don't first of all have a tangible relationship with him. I am saying this that you will not just compose songs and then it will pass away. Any song that is birthed from an eternal source lasts forever. David sang songs. Moses had songs. Men had songs in the Bible. Anna.
But there is one man who came. He said, worship will never be, will neither be here nor there. He did not sit woman down and begin to sing to her. Because he knew that song can come by virtue of talent. You see, worship is beyond your talent. In as much as you can use your talent to worship God. How then do them that are dumb worship God? And if this must be achieved, you must come to a life of consecration. You can be a worshiper without singing. You can be a minister without talking. Our brother just told us about Reverend Iman that just walked past the street. He did not see anything. But there is a dimension of God that talks without speaking. It's called purity. Isaiah was already a prophet. Words will proceed from him and they will come to pass. But on the day Isaiah saw the Lord, he said, I am a man of unclean lips. Do not forget that this man already holds a title of prophet. My brothers and sisters, there are deeper dimensions in God. No matter the dimension that you experience now, there are deeper dimensions in God. He was already a prophet. As a matter of fact, he came to the king and said, see, your time is up. But on the day he saw the Lord, can you lift up your voice wherever you are and say, Lord, help my heart to be pure before thee. The easiest way to see God is by a pure heart. Blessed are they whose heart are pure, for they will see the Lord. You can be a preacher of the gospel without talking. You can be a pastor without talking. If only you will press deeper into God, you will stumble into that dimension. I am a Kabbalate Moshe Lamakai. And when Jesus met the woman at the well, Jesus said to the woman, go and call your husband. The woman said, I don't have a husband. Jesus said, yes, what you are saying is true. As a matter of fact, you have been with five men. He said, the one you are with now is not even your husband. Now, please, I want us to follow this journey. See, if you claim you are hungry, your hunger will be tested by time. Some of us, the thing we ask God for, there are things that He can just carry us. He can just carry and give us, and we will go. Can you ask God for that thing He does not have as a gift? There are things that God does not have as a gift. So when you ask Him, all He will tell you is, come and I will make you. In case you claim that you are hungry, time will tell. You see, some of us are hungry, but the food we want to eat is different. And Jesus said, you have been with five men. Even this but with now is not your husband. And the woman said, are you a prophet? And then the matter of worship began. And Jesus began to tell the woman that, see, if you know the one that is telling you, asking you for water, you will ask him and he will give you this water that you will never taste. Oh, Ramashili. And as the conversation continued, Now, I want us to notice that in that scriptures, the only thing that was recorded that Jesus spoke to the woman about was her marriage. Oh my God. But after the whole conversation, the woman went down to the city. Do you know what she told the city? She said, come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. Now, it means that there was something that happened that was not recorded. Because according to the record, the only thing Jesus told her was about her marriage. Oh, Nekakwa. For me, that is the true dimension of a worshiper. And when the woman went, but I want you to understand that though the woman was down with the matter of marriage, there was a hunger that has been that has been inside the woman for long. And then the woman said, we were told about that a Messiah will come. We were told that a Messiah will come. She had carried that hunger for a very long time. Even though she had marriage issues, that marriage issue was not able to surpass that hunger. It couldn't surpass the hunger. So even when the marriage issue was solved, there was a hunger of a Messiah that was lingering. She said, we were told by our fathers that a Messiah will come. Do you know what Jesus said to her? The one that speaks to you. For me, I preach. Now, notice that Jesus had not died when he made that statement. And Jesus is only a Messiah after he resurrected. Oh my God. It means that when Jesus said that thing, there was something that happened to the woman. For her to go back to the city. For her to go back to the city and was able to bring a whole city. A whole city. There was more to just telling her that she has a husband. Can we lift up our voice one more time before I leave your face? Say, Lord, give me genuine hunger. A hunger that even the gift of raising the dead cannot surpass. A hunger, even if I get the ability to raise 30 dead people, there will be a longing. A hunger that even when I am able to gather 50 billion people unto God, there will be a longing. An eternal one. Inakablekeshkaba Mataya. Rashkepepete Lekaba.